meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. You know what day it is. It is Friday. And that is a wonderful, wonderful day. It was also a very memorable day with some family members. If it was not for the events of that particular day, my family would not look at all like it does at this point in time. And so we're always happy to celebrate June the 24th, 2022 this year. Thank you for tuning in. I want to take this opportunity to invite you out to our services this Sunday. This will be the first Sunday in the month of June that we don't have a special event. The first Sunday in June was Pentecost Sunday. The second Sunday in June was our 70th anniversary service. The third Sunday was Father's Day. We have our normally scheduled programming on tap for a Sunday morning this week. We're not doing a Sunday night service. We'll resume those back after July the 4th. Next weekend is July the 3rd. It's July 4th weekend. And we're going to have our potluck dinner after the service on that Sunday. And so over the past few weeks, we have had a number of people that we've got to encounter as a result of the radio program and our live stream service. And so we had two visitors that came as a result of the live stream that we do on Facebook. And we greet you all this morning. We also had a visitor that came as a result of the radio program. And so I've been praying for all three of those individuals. And then we had a evangelist that was in town. He had preached at my presbyter's church and spoke at our church for a minister's meeting, then hung around and preached a powerful word to our church on that Wednesday. Well, we were having lunch that day, and our server said, "Now those are the types of conversation that I like to get involved on." Said, "What type of conversation is that?" And said, "Faith and the Holy Spirit." And so the evangelist said, "Hey, you know, he pastors a great church, not a large church, but it's a great church." And turns out she was a listener to the Refresh radio program. And so we greet you this morning, Tamara. Hopefully you are listening. She said her work schedule conflicts with her being able to attend service, but you know, we are thankful for all of those that we encounter through our radio program here. And so today we're going to go back to the book of John. We're going to be in John chapter 7, and today we'd like to say thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538. So I've got great news for you. If your heater has gone out in your house right now, all you have to do to solve that problem is open your windows. That will take care of any condition in your home where you are too cold. However, if you've got an air conditioning problem, or if you've got an electrical problem, the only way to solve that at this point in time is to call the folks at Wyrick Air, 321-632-9538. They have been providing professional sales, services, and repairs in the air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years, getting close to 50 years now. They work in residential settings, light commercial settings. They even provide emergency service when necessary. They provide with the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you've got a need, or before you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and they will get you back up and running air conditioning, heating, or electrical, wherever the problem lies. So today we are going back to John chapter 7. Let me read that word for you if I can. In verse number 16, it says, Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak of my own authority. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me?" The people answered and said, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?" Jesus answered and said to them, "I did one work, and you all marvel. Moses, therefore, gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath so that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." I'll read a couple of more verses. "Now some of them from Jerusalem said, 'Is this not he whom they seek to kill? But look, he speaks boldly and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ? However, we know where this man is from, but when the Christ comes, no one knows where he is from." So if I had a title for this radio program, it would be this: there's a whole lot of seeking going on. There's a whole lot of seeking going on. Everybody is seeking for something. And so here in verse number 18, Jesus says, "He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory." So there are a lot of people who live their life not for the benefit of others. They don't do it for purpose. They don't even do it for passion. They do it to gain something for themselves, be that wealth or notoriety or fame or popularity, whatever that might be. They speak because they are seeking their own glory. I heard a person say one time, "He who tooteth not his own horn, his horn shall not be tooted." And it's like, well, if that's the case, then my horn is not meant to be tooted, because I'm not here to speak about myself. I'm not here to seek my own glory. There are other things to seek. And so I have a question for you, and it's birthed out of this verse here, and that is this: what are you seeking when you speak? When you're talking with coworkers around the water fountain or the coffee pot, when you have your lunch break and you're talking, what is it that when you speak, when you're talking, what is it that you are looking for? And if it is for your own glory, I need to caution you that you may get it. You know, one of the things that my wife's originated the statement, I picked up on it and said it more frequently than she did. And she said this: the thing that you want may reveal itself to be something that you don't want. You may find out that you don't want what you really wanted, because the world that we live in, the devil kind of conceals the downside, the ugly side of lusts and desires and cravings. And if that's the case, it's going to be after the fact. You know, Jacob, when he had served 7 years for Rachel, woke up the next morning and found he was married to Leah. You know, when Eve was tempted in the garden, and their eyes were opened, they found out that it had cost them intimacy with the Father God. And no matter how long a period of time has happened since then, the tactic of the enemy is still the same, and that is if he can get you seeking your own will instead of God's will, your glory instead of the Father's glory, if he can get you seeking that, it's going to change the way that you speak, and it will change the result that you're longing for. And God says that earthly glory is like a vapor. It doesn't last very long at all. So while my wife and I were away on vacation here several weeks ago, we were celebrating our wedding anniversary. We were really just getting away to decompress. And she said, I want you to take your golf clubs. I want you to go play golf. I wasn't going to do that. She twisted my arm really, really hard. And the next thing I know, the golf clubs were in the car. She really did want me to go play golf. And so I went out there, and I almost always play golf here in Florida with sunglasses on. And they're single vision. I wear bifocals. They're progressive, so you don't. It just kind of moves from one field to the other. And it was so overcast where we were at that I couldn't wear my sunglasses because it made things too dark. But when I played with my bifocals on, it made the golf ball, you know, not be exactly where I wanted it to be at times. So I didn't wear my sunglasses. I wore the other glasses, and I didn't get the results that I wanted. So I played here a couple of, and is that right? No, a little over a week ago. And, when I went out that day, I was able to wear my sunglasses, and my score improved by about 17 shots. So I was very thankful for that. What are you seeking for? So I'm speaking to you because there is a goal that I have in mind. One of our speakers recently, Malcolm Burleigh out of our general headquarters office, he said most people start at the beginning looking for an uncertain end. They're looking for an end result that they're hoping that they can generate. But he said, God knows the end from the beginning. He already knows the end, and he is working backwards, and he's ordered our steps so that he can get us to the end that he has in store for us. And so that's what I want. I want to be in the presence of Jesus. I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, not just for myself, but for you. I speak today because I want you to be successful in your spiritual life. I speak today not because it's just what I want to do, but it's what God wants to do. It's a door that God opened for us because I want your marriage to be successful. I speak today because I want your family to be successful. With that in mind, let me tell you this. People, you need to raise your family inside the church. You need to raise them in the church. I know a lot of really, really good people, smart people, but they think that church is kind of a convenience factor. They think that church is kind of, you know, it's one of those things that you do on special occasions, but not really anytime else. And I just want you to know, I cannot guarantee with 100% certainty that you can raise your kids in the Word, in the church, and train them up in the way that they should go. I can't tell you that they will not hit spiritual bumps in the road and that there will not be spiritual setbacks. And I can't say that there will not be some that make unwise choices. God gave us all a free will. Adam and Eve were raised in a perfect environment, and they still made bad decisions. I can't guarantee you that bringing them to church, living it out in front of them, I can't guarantee a positive 100% result. But if you don't demonstrate to your children, if you do not demonstrate to your neighbors that your relationship with God as a priority and you make time for Him, not just to kneel one time at an altar, but you make time for Him so that you worship Him on a regular basis. You make time for His Word. You make time to talk to Him, and you make time to learn how He wants you to live. So that if you choose not to demonstrate those things, I can give you almost 100% guarantee. Not quite 100%, but I can get pretty close that your children are definitely going to have spiritual consequences. And you don't want that. Don't seek the glory of the now and miss the glory of the eternal. So when you communicate to your kids, what is it that you are trying to achieve in that conversation? I know a lot of parents that they, if they're correcting their children, it's not so much about correcting their children as much as it is venting their emotions. And so they speak to bring comfort to themselves rather than to bring correction and love to their children. So Jesus said, I'm not one who speaks from Himself to seek His own glory, but I am the one who seeks the glory of the one who sent Him. And so that is the responsibility of an ambassador. That's the one who says, look, here is the message I was given. You are the person to whom I was sent. And so I'm going to deliver this message because I want you to know that Father God, the one who sent me, loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. I want you to see that God is holy, that He is good, that He is faithful, that He is pure, that He will never leave you, He will never forsake you. I want you to see the greatness and the goodness of God. He who seeks the glory of God speaks truth. If you're seeking the glory of yourself, you will say whatever you need to say to get people to do whatever it is you want them to do. Look, I want you to understand that the truth is not able to be manipulated. So several weeks ago at the least, a couple of months at the most, a person called the church and they said, hi, we're from FPL and we're calling because your power is about to be cut off. And I said, really? Why is it getting ready to be cut off? And they said, well, it's going to be cut off because you haven't paid your bill. And I said, well, I've got the app. I've got emails showing that our bill has been paid. And he said, well, I can give you the customer service number and you can call and straighten it out. And I said, I think you're not telling me the truth. And that's how that conversation ended. And I said, oh man, I missed an opportunity. I said, I should have challenged them that the Bible says all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. And I was so glad that they called me so that they could have an opportunity to repent. And so I thought that was all said and done until one day last week. I was in the office extra early and the phone call rang and they said, hi, this is so-and-so. I don't remember what he said his name was. I think it was like Andrew or something like that. I'm Andrew from FPL. And I said, okay. And I made sure that I could hear him as well as I could. And I said, well, if you're calling me from FPL, why does it have a person's name on my caller ID? And he went on to try and explain that away. And so the conversation plays out exactly like they said, your power is about to be suspended. And I was like, really? For what cause? And they said, well, your bill hasn't been paid. And this time I didn't go in to the thing that I went before. This time I went and I said, well, sir, I want you to know I am so glad that you called me. I'm so glad that you called me, because you've called a church and you're not telling me the truth. I know you're not telling me the truth. You're trying to defraud me. And I want you to know that you have the opportunity to repent of your lying so that Jesus can change your heart, so you won't want to lie. And he hung up the phone, but at least I got to sow a little seed there. I'm not telling you that so that you think, oh, wow, he was kind of a jerk to that guy on the phone. The Bible says all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, an atmosphere in which they were not created to live. They will not thrive there. They will be miserable there. And I didn't ever want my kids. I don't want my grandkids. I don't want anybody related to me. I don't want my neighbors. I don't, when I was in this workplace, I didn't want any of my coworkers. And I don't even want that stranger having deception taking up a stronghold in their life to the point that they miss out on Jesus. And so I'm sure that there are going to be a lot of people that person calls. And there's going to be a lot of people who, they're going to try and scam some of those people. But I want to present the message of the gospel whenever I can, because I don't want people missing eternity with Jesus over a dollar or over whatever amount of money it is. It's the person who is speaking for the glory of God. It says this: he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is truth, and no righteousness is in him. And so when you are speaking as one under authority, the parameters that you are called to operate in, they're restrictive. You get to operate from that paradigm. And so the paradigm is, this is the message I was given to communicate, and I'm going to deliver this message in truth in Jesus' name. So he said, it depends on who you're seeking. So when you're speaking and you're seeking the glory of God, you can rest assured that the message is going to be true. The other thing it says, and no unrighteousness is in him, capital H. Jesus is never going to do anything that is going to jeopardize his standing before God. He is going to behave, he is going to live his life in a manner that is pleasing and acceptable to God, and manifest righteousness, that right standing that he has with God, to those that need right standing with God. The only way that we can have righteousness is for Jesus to make his righteousness come alive inside of us. He issues a decree that says you are in right standing with God, and as a result, you are called to live a righteous lifestyle by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the living Word of God. So, what is taking place in our modern times? The Bible talks about people who look to set aside or disqualify or nullify the righteousness of God, which is extremely high quality, and they try and establish a substitute righteousness of their own making. And I will tell you that there are a lot of people enticed by the convenience factor. There are people who right now they're trying to establish a new moral righteousness based upon political correctness. You can't do. Listen, I don't care where you really fall on some things in life, But I will tell you this, spiritual correctness has got to be of the utmost priority. Righteousness does not come from political correctness. Righteousness comes because of spiritual correctness. And in a day and time when they are trying to redefine what is relationally acceptable, and because of that, there's moral acceptability and the things that you put your money to and all of that sort of stuff. They are not trying to establish a right relationship with God for you. They're trying to remove God and his righteousness out of society, because when Jesus showed up on the scene, look, it wasn't lights out, it was lights on. It was lights on. Jesus flipped the switch, and all of the things that were being concealed because they were being done in the shadows, Jesus comes and flips the switch, and now all of it is exposed, and people are running for cover because now they can be easily seen. So a lot of times, because of my wife's recovery from her surgery in December, she will already have retired to the bed before I finish with everything that I'm doing, and I go in there. And sometimes I forget, and I'll go in and I'll just flip the switch on. And all of a sudden she goes from a very dark room to a well-lit up room, and she starts covering her eyes and said, could you have at least warned me? And so I try and tell her, okay, I'm getting ready to turn the light switch on, and give her a few seconds, and then I hit the light switch. I want you to know, the Refresh Radio program, we're here. We're letting you know. We're going to preach the Word of God so that you see the greatness and the goodness of God Almighty and the Lord Jesus Christ, so that he flips the light on, so that you have the opportunity to repent of your sins. There may be things that you hear that you don't like, but I've kind of gotten to that place in my life where I realize not everybody's going to like me. I'm not so much concerned about that as much as I am wanting to speak the truth of God's word so that you will fall in love with Jesus, so that you will fall in love with the Father. And that's why I'm speaking, not for my glory, but for his. I'm going to speak the truth, and I'm going to speak righteousness, and we'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.